Twizere Furaha was pregnant with twins when a bomb hit her house. Shrapnel was blasted into her leg and thigh, and she passed out. She was rescued and brought to this hospital, run by International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in Goma, in Democratic Republic of Congo. An emergency caesarean section saved Grace and Maurice, but they'll never know their father.
I was in our village, then the fighting started, and one of the bombs hit our house. My husband lost his legs and died. I was taken to a hospital nearby, but no one could help me, until I was brought here.
Congo's fighter jets have been bombing positions of M23, an armed group widely believed to be backed by Rwanda, although Rwanda denies it. More than 200,000 people have fled the fighting and M23's recent advances.
The people here left everything behind when they ran. Life in the camps is tough and there hasn't been much help. Here they're lining up to register with the humanitarian agency, hoping that more help will come soon. But things are much worse for those who've been trapped by the fighting.
Neither side lets people or even ambulances cross the front lines. Areas controlled by M23 have been cut off from humanitarian supplies. ICRC says the few health facilities that remain open in areas where there's fighting have no way to get medical supplies from Goma.
We have been told that there is a lot of wounded, but they just don't manage to reach Goma. A lot of health structures in the conflict area have been looted. A lot of health personnel have left the health structures, so people can't find health care.
It seems incredible that Jacques Semagori is alive. He's just 12 years old. He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest and legs. UN peacekeepers found him on the roadside and brought him here.
We feel very traumatized by all of this. We're living in the camp, in the rain, without even plastic sheets for shelter. We're only asking for the people in power to bring peace so we can go home, because we're used to doing our own work and living by our own means.
Jacques and his uncle Hitimana are among the tens of millions of Congolese who don't benefit from the country's vast mineral wealth. And they're also among those who suffer the most in the seemingly endless conflicts for control of it. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.